Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so everybody going back to school, a lot of kids in college, Joe.
Yeah, a lot of kids in college, and is it time for them to get their own credit card? Luke Fry, Associate Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut, is with us to talk about that. Hey, Luke, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you, too?
We're good, thanks. So is it a good time for kids to get their own credit card when they're going off to college, or should mommy and daddy wait a little bit?
So that's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah,
I can't say it's one way for everybody, but it's all about what's best for you and your child. So it's totally up to you as a parent. If they have a bank account, if they have a debit card, that may be enough. However, around the age of 18, you should really start growing some sort of credit history for yourself.
Right.
And it could come in handy down the road applying to loans for school and other accounts you may have to open.
You know, I mean, the funny thing is, and one of my kids went to the University of Kansas, and at parent orientation, along with the kids, they had a presentation from a bank, and they recommended you get a credit card. What are the advantages there besides those to the bank?
Sure. Like I was talking about, applying to loans down the road, if you have a great credit history, obviously your interest rates are going to be lower. Also, shopping online, you should always use a credit card. If your child is buying gas, has their own car, again, you shouldn't be using a debit card at the gas pumps either. So a credit card does have some great perks to it, since you shouldn't be using a debit card online all that much.
No.
And also having a credit card, like I said, is extremely important when it comes to credit. A lot of adults don't even get the whole credit world. And I know it's a lot to wrap your brain around at times. So my personal thought is it's always best if you feel your child has the knowledge and maturity, I guess, to have a credit card, know how to spend wisely, not overspend. I think having a credit card is probably a great thing.
Is that the most important thing, Luke, that you would tell the kids? What are some other things that you would remind them?
Sure. So top one is don't overspend. So if you do choose to open up a credit card for your child or your child does, it's always good to talk to them about a couple things. Top one, like I said, don't overspend. Don't exceed that credit limit. And also, a credit card is not a loan. There is interest right off the bat on a credit card, most credit cards. So it's always great to talk to them about that. And then if you are opening up accounts, opening up credit cards, you need to be checking your credit history every year. Checking it using annualcreditreport.com. You can do it up to three times a year, making sure there's no fraud under your name, your child's name, after you're opening up these cards and other accounts.
All right. It sounds like good advice. Hey, Luke, thanks for the insight. We really appreciate it.
Good to have you on. See you around campus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.